Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, President of the Galen Institute, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org, an organization I highly recommend to you and have now for over 15 years. Grace Marie, thank you again for hanging out with us. You know, I mentioned something earlier, and we're gonna talk about that right now, folks. I'm going to get Grace Marie to do a little reporting on it for us. Even though the employer mandate to provide to declare and to determine how you're going to take care of your employees with regard to health care, that's been pushed off a year. The need for employees, for all individuals, to enroll if they're going to be part of the marketplace exchanges is coming up January 1, and their enrollment begins October 1. But there is a form, there is a small business or an employer document of notice to employees of the availability of these things that are going to be due October 1. Grace Marie, how did I do on summing that
you
up?
You did a really good job. And so, Jim, during our break, audience, we were looking this up, and I found an article on Fox News Small Businesses that says, right, beginning October 1, any business with at least one employee and $500,000 in annual revenue, mm-hmm, must notify all employees by letter about the Affordable Care Act's health care exchanges or face up to a $100 per day fine.
And they've got to do it by, not beginning October 1, but by October 1.
Yeah.
Right?
And you have to have that's when the fines would start if you don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It applies to any business regulated under the Fair Labor Standards Act. And this looks to me that this is, you're right, it's the Department of Labor,
yep,
implemented. But it's also the Small Business Administration apparently has been going around with their ACA 101 web seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you were to Google, Jim, maybe you and I offline, we'll find out where people need to go.
Well,
and you'll put something on your website,
yeah,
about it.
Barbara Weltman, one of my tax experts, a couple of weeks ago or less maybe, said you have to go to the Department of Labor for this. And I went to the Department of Labor, but what I found, I mean, I didn't really find what I thought she was talking about. I found something that I hope isn't what she was talking about, because it was ridiculous. The form was ridiculous.
Well, this is what this says is that you have to have a letter that you will have sent to your employees, even if you have only one employee.
Yeah, you got to have over half a million in sales, and one employee or more. And so, you know what I would do, folks? I think we just need to write a letter and say, hey, Obamacare, ACA, Affordable Health Care, has exchanges. You should know about them. Signed the boss.
Right. But we're going to,
yeah,
Google this, because this says that the Small Business Administration has been the one out going to educate people about this.
Well,
with their, quote, ACA 101, unquote.
I'm telling you, they haven't done a very good job, because most small business owners don't know about this.
Yeah, oh, 100% right.
And that's the thing. Even though this is the second time I've reported on it, it's still not clear what you have to do. And you don't know, Grace Marie, you can't tell by your research, you can't tell if there's a fine stipulated, how they'll actually impose that.
That's right.
I mean, are they going to go to millions of small businesses and look in their files to make sure that a written document was given to all employees? Are they going to do that? I don't think so.
I will tell you, they have a whole lot of other problems to deal with in implementing this law. It is going to, when Senator
Bond said
in February, he said, I see a train wreck coming. And by the way, 1 week later, he announced he was not running for re-election,
yeah,
for office in Montana,
yep,
because he was the guy who got this thing through.
Yep.
Remember, it was the Senate bill,
right,
that passed.
Grace, very quickly, I want to ask you another question. The unions went to the White House last week to try to get special dispensation to get some kind of a way out of Obamacare. It didn't work, did it?
It did not work. And you know, they pushed it further than the law allows, and allowing members of Congress to continue to get their subsidies. Well,
right.
Labor unions, particularly labor unions that have
right.
Hartley. Said that they want those subsidies too, and
right.
the White House said no.
Yep,
so they're saying, well, then to repeal the whole thing. We can't live under this.
It's starting to collapse, folks, and the former supporters are not supporting it as much anymore. And so maybe the Republicans can start a snowball. The House Republicans, maybe they can start a snowball. Who knows? Grace Marie,
and
thank you for being here.
And tell people to go to Google SBA ACA 101, and they'll find out what they need to know.
Thanks, Grace Marie. Good job. Come back soon. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.